This Gemara that we had, we began discussing Dinim HaRefuah. We mentioned then that medicine on Shabbos is not always mutter for one to take medicine. And the reason for the Isser of taking medicine is because Chazal will worry that a person will not be feeling well, and in a panic he'll come to be over Isser in preparing the medicine. Even though nowadays we don't prepare the medicines in our houses, and matter of fact we don't prepare it in the pharmacies either. But the Gzeira remains, and therefore not all medicines are we allowed to take. So I'm going to go through this list, which was put together by some of the Olim here, and we'll try to map out a basic understanding of when and what medicines are mutter. So it starts with a daily and non-daily. The question is, does it make a difference if the medicine is daily or non-daily? So the answer, to that is that it usually does not make a difference whether it's daily or non-daily. However, daily medicines in general are being given because of an infection or a chance of infection, and therefore it will be mutter because of that. Because an infection could lead to a sakana. So therefore, just because it's daily doesn't mean it's mutter. But it's very possible that because it's very possible that antibiotic which is being given for daily will be mutter. So it's worthwhile asking.
It's mutter because it's going to be dangerous to stop a course.
In such a case. Now, there could be... Now, the martial acne medicine, Rav Moshe writes, even though it's daily, is also to take on Shabbos.
Let's say you something
called... Because... It's not... That's right. He says, but it's going to come back, and it's not dangerous. He says, it's not dangerous, unless it's going to cause you a nervous breakdown. Yeah.
It's not like a regular acne,
but in terms
of Accutane, you have to take it for 6 months straight.
That's what Moshe was talking about, Accutane, which I don't know if you should be taking it to begin with, but if you are already,
then... I was on it for 9 months.
Very good.
And a lot of Isserim.
Okay. Good, I see you holding. You read the little letters on the paper. So that's very much this, but we'll have Eitzah. I'll give you Eitzah. Now, I'll tell you the Eitzah right now. The Eitzah is as follows. Let's take that example of... We'll get to that on this. Let's take the example that was just mentioned. Let's say Accutane for acne, right? So Rav Moshe says, you can't take it on Shabbos. So what's the Eitzah? So Rav Shlomo Zalman has a Chiddush. That before Shabbos, I take it, I crumble it up, and I mix it into a food, right? Mixed into the applesauce or something like that. On Shabbos, I can eat it. The problem is, they're supposed to take it on an empty stomach and then eat, right?
No.
What? That's what it says on the paper.
It's a lot.
So here we have our doctor. He says it does make a difference. So that's an Eitzah. That's an Eitzah for all medicines that if you're not allowed to take it on Shabbos, if before Shabbos, you can't do it on Shabbos, if before Shabbos you crumble it up and mix it into a food or into a drink, then you could take it on Shabbos, okay?
Just crack it in half.
It has to be a little more than one half. Into little pieces, into food. It's mixed into the food, and then you eat it. Okay, that's an Eitzah for medicines that are not... Now, prescribed and over-the-counter, the same thing. We need a heter. Now, when is taking medicine mutter? So, it's one of two times. Either before the weakness comes, the marshal, someone knows, they eat challah and they get heartburn. So the Eitzah is, take the tums before you eat the challah. But once you eat the challah and you're starting to get heartburn, then it may not be mutter for you to take tums unless it's putting you out of commission. Meaning if the heartburn is so bad that it's going to be hard for you to learn that afternoon or sleep, then you can take. But if it's in between, it's going to be awesome. People don't need it as candy.
What?
People don't need it as candy.
Some people do.
Some people like a taste.
Okay.
People have it for calcium.
But people don't need it for calcium unless the doctor tells them they need to. It's not my problem. It's not like a cup of tea that people drink tea even if they're not sick.
You're allowed to have it while you don't need it.
Because then we weren't worried, you can go to panic. So if you don't have it, you won't take it. But we're worried that once it starts to hurt you, then you go into a panic and then you'll do a malacha, right? Okay, so either as preventive, the Marshall Thomas or something similar, that you can take either as preventive, or once you're already not well and it causes you to be out of function. So that's the same thing. Pills is a general question, but pills you need to answer the question whether you're allowed to take it or not. We'll get the vitamins in a moment. Do you have a sheet in front of you? Okay. Okay, let's go to Advil. Advil is something which is not eaten by healthy people. Don't take Advil. Only people that need it for whatever reason, the headaches or pains. It's a good pain reliever. It's very common, but it's very common for as a pain reliever. People don't just pop Advil. So therefore, Advil again. If you're taking it before you're in pain, you know that something's going to come, or you got already in pain, enough pain that you belong in bed. It's causing you that it's a weakness to your body. Then you can take Advil. Same thing with Tylenol. So there's no difference between regular PM.
Really?
No difference.
It's not like a sleeping pill.
What?
PM is not like a hot sleeping pill.
PM is not a sleeping pill.
Can we take a sleeping pill?
People
do.
So then again, it's before you're sick. But we'll get to sleeping pills later on.
All medicine, you need to take it at a certain time, otherwise, a certain outcome is going to happen. So you take it before
you have any of that pain. Once the pain starts, then this is the thing.
Medicines like that. It's like taking strep medicine before you have strep.
Right. Usually that's not right. Yes. Aspirin is a question in the Paiskim. There are some that want to say aspirin is like a cup of tea. Because people take aspirin every day. Even healthy people take aspirin just to keep their heart and blood and things like that.
Aspirin is different than Advil that much.
Some want to say that, but again, Pashtus, you should keep it the same.
What's considered not functional?
That you can't function. You can't daven and learn normally.
To know yourself.
Are not functional normally.
To daven, to learn, whatever other activities. Yeah. Liquid medicines have the same thing also. Okay, now creams and moisturizers. Like this, creams and moisturizers. So it depends why you're using it.
Was this Advil and Tylenol the same thing?
Same thing. Creams and moisturizers, why am I using it? Am I using it because I'm itchy? Or because it's bothering me, the dry skin? Or because there's cracks in my skin? Meaning, let's take chapstick. My lips are dry, so I could put chapstick on it. But if I have cuts in my lips, then I cannot do it because then I'm ready to refuah. Again, listen.
If you don't have a cut.
If it's just dry, you could. But if you have cuts already, then you cannot because then it's refuah. Now, there's a second issue about... Don't come off because it's very important. There's a second issue over here. That was benegay refuah. But there's a second issue over here, which is called mimareach. Mimareach means smoothing something out. When you're smoothing something out on the surface of something else. So when you put a moisturizer on your hand, you smooth it out, and you're left with like a layer of moisturizing cream on your hand. Or when you put chapstick on your lip, you're left with some chapstick on your lip. That's not allowed because of memarea. So one answer would be is if you just dab it on and then leave it by itself and let it go in. That's a normal way of rubbing it. If you have put lipstick on, go like that. So that you shouldn't do. If you want to eat something afterwards, then it'll get rubbed on. But just dab it on or dab the cream onto your hand, that's fine. Or another answer would be, but this doesn't work by moisturizers. If you have like a liquidy cream or something, you can take a little and rub it into your skin that there's nothing left on the surface of the skin. So either you're rubbing it into your skin that there's nothing left on the surface, or you're just dabbing it on. Now, what I could do is I could dab some cream on, put a Band-Aid over it, even though I'm pulling the Band-Aid tight over it, but that's a laugh.
Should you allow to rub creams and moisturizer?
Only if it manages to rub it all the way in and there's nothing left. Moisturizer is very hard to do this.
If let's say you have cracks, but you just so you can't smile, you can't open your lips, you can't do anything. You gotta run around just because it's you can't.
If you're in pain, you have to be in pain. If you're in pain.
How much of pain?
That you can't eat normally, you can't function. And I think that usually that's because the guy doesn't do it during the week, so why all of a sudden Shabbos does he want to do it?
If when you rub it in, it's a little bit greasy on the outside.
That's a problem. Either nothing or just dab it on without smearing it. Moisturizer is not. Maybe some other creams are not moisturizers. Again, only if it's mutter mitam refuah. There's two issues, refuah and memareach. So we spoke about refuah.
It's not refuah, it's dry skin. You just rub it in, if it's fully rubbed in, it's okay?
Fully rubbed in is okay. Yeah.
Don't feel any.
What about those little tubes of like chapstick, like soft cream? Squeeze it on. Like,
you can't smear it. Can't smear it.
Okay, dab it on.
Not even with your like lift, like.
No. Can't smear it. Okay.
Those
vitamins.
What was that? Those creams and moisturizers and chapsticks.
Same thing.
Oh, what? The same. Well, chapstick was saying that doesn't go all the way in there.
Just dab it on.
If you dab it on, then what?
Just leave it. Don't smear it.
Don't smear. That's the good thing. Don't smear.
Yeah. Okay.
So chapsticks, you can't not smear them.
Can you just put it on?
Go like this.
No.
No. What said? No. Only
hey, why can't you do it like that?
You
say
no smearing myself.
Okay, vitamins. Daily, non-daily vitamins. Vitamins are like this. There are different types of vitamins. There are vitamins which healthy people take also, like vitamin C, candy, and things like that. That's no problem. That's like drinking a cup of tea when your throat hurts. The gummies, right? The Uncle Moishi vitamins. Okay.
So those are daily ones?
No difference.
What's the vitamins?
I'm going to tell you. You're going to cut me over and get you. So those vitamins are fine. Then we have vitamins which are prescribed to a person because he has a certain weakness. He's always tired. He's feeling weak. So he goes to the doctor. The doctor says, you know why you're always tired and you're feeling weak or you're skinny or whatever maybe? Because you have a deficiency in this and this vitamin. So he gives him he prescribes him with that vitamin. So that's not allowed on Shabbos. That has a different form because you're being machazig, you're strengthening a certain weakness in your body.
That's okay or no?
That's not okay. But then we have a healthy person who he's fine. He's running, he's jogging, he does what he needs to do, and he took his blood test, and the doctor looks at it and says, oh, you're missing in vitamin D. Right? And the guy's like, I'm missing in vitamin D? What are you talking about? I'm fine. He says, yeah, on the blood test says you're missing in vitamin D. So then that he could take a job is because he doesn't have a weakness in his body. Yeah.
Doesn't it make no sense?
Then there's another type of vitamin. Let's say someone's missing in vitamin C, right? Which vitamin C really can get by eating oranges, grapefruits, different citrus fruits will give you vitamin C. So you're just, instead of eating those fruits, you're just going to take this little vitamin, which has all that vitamin C in it. So it's in the place of food. That's also mutter. Okay, what's your question?
It seems like only if... It doesn't help you, really.
Right, because then we're worried, when you need it, we're worried that if it's not going to be ready, you're going to do something to make it ready. You'll do it to make it ready. So then that's fine.
So is it the same with any other medication that you don't feel?
No, I'm talking about Dafka vitamins. Because vitamins is not a medicine. Unless it's needed for medicine.
Medication that's placed in food, not vitamins. Let's say someone can't
chew. Talking about vitamins.
Let's say they can't chew properly.
Yeah.
Because some operation on their teeth.
Okay.
And they're taking some sort of tablet that's a placement for food.
Like IV.
See, he has to think he'll die without it.
No, he won't die. It's a tablet and
vitamins.
Okay, fine. Not vitamins, but didn't have a food replacement.
Fine.
Maybe what if it's a medicine that if he stops taking it...
Okay, one second. Let's try to go through this. I'm sorry. It's confused everyone. I think if we don't answer any question, right, there's a list of questions. Let's try to go through it. So you got the vitamins?
I think so. There is this, there's regular vitamins, not a problem. Then prescribe this like medicine, unless you could have it in a food, which then makes a mutter because you could eat the food. No, it's like eating food.
Or prescribe
Right.
Oh, prescribed is good for your health.
Yeah.
Oh, prescribed. One second. So I messed up. If you can eat a food, what was the hatter if you can eat a food?
No, I said.
If you can eat the vitamin C.
This is just a place of eating food, and it's like food, so it's mutter.
Okay, I'll go over.
No. You got it? Okay. Band-Aids with antibacterial is muta because it's not refuah. It's not refuah. It's just to prevent an infection from coming. So you can use those band-aids. Okay? Q-tips, I'm not sure what the question was about Q-tips. Face wash and acne pads. So face wash is probably muta because people wash their face with face wash even if they don't have acne. Everyone uses face wash. People use face wash. Acne pads, you have to be careful about schita. Because if you squeeze it out, that's a problem.
Or if you're just wiping it.
Be careful not to squeeze it. Why is it not like baby wipes? Oh, good question.
Oh, very good. Get
started. Honey.
Wow. These aren't recording. They're even mocking you.
Yeah, so the mice are acne.
It's awesome, though.
The mice are acne pads.
Scourge.
You know what feels like you're washing your
face?
Baby wipes are
mutter. Yeah, acne pads are mutter. Yeah, it's mutter. Mutter. 100%. You're right.
I need to score for AC.
Okay.
Wait, no extra points.
There's no mask.
Yeah, no problem.
I got baby wipes and mutter. Because the holy shoe is
right. Make sure you can hear it.
Okay.
Extra points for AC.
Okay, it was written here ADD, but it means any type of medicine that someone needs to help them function or to help them with their concentration or functioning, that's fine.
Oh, fine. Why?
It's preventative, isn't it?
It's not preventative. It's not preventative.
Why is it okay?
Because it's needed.
Otherwise, you'll be able to live normally.
Okay, sleeping pills or melatonin, that's fine because that's not refuah. It's not refuah. It's not pshat that when someone can't sleep, it's not because they're sick. It's just something blocking them from being able to fall asleep. So this is removing what's blocking. That's fine.
Why? Because just removing the blocking?
Let's see. Lens solution.
I'll take questions after this. Lens solution is no problem. What's after bite?
Right.
So that depends why you're doing it. If it's just because it itches a little, so then fine. But if this after bite is medicated and it's gonna, and then it's a question of four. So then depends if the bite is in, it could get infected or something like that.
Antibacterial is okay because it's
preventable. What?
Antibacterial is the same as.
I'm not talking about anti-bites. I'm talking about after bites.
After bite with antibacterial. Medicated meaning.
Yeah. So why is that fine?
I'm saying if it would be antibacterial, then that would be fine, like Band-Aid.
Right. Right, so it shouldn't get infected.
Well,
right.
If the reason, what do we say after it?
Aloe vera, what?
We say after it is a problem?
No. He said if it's just to make it not itch, it's fine, but if it's medicated, then you have to deal with dinner and four.
Oh, medicated.
Aloe vera for sunburns, usually it's just to
soothe
it, so therefore it'll be fine.
Even to smear it?
Nope. You have to keep that in mind. Again, mimareach is us. So you have to dab it on. Just dab it. It's not so difficult.
Really?
Try it out.
Automatically will stay on
there. It'll stay on.
Oh, jump it. You don't know how to jump it.
Smooth.
Second floor. Don't smooth it. Just toothpaste is a separate issue. Nothing to do with four. But, yeah. Okay, any questions?
To wash your lenses.
Eye drops.
Brush your teeth.
Eye drops is a good question. I don't know why we didn't have it here. Okay, eye drops.
It was a typo.
Next year.
Human
next. Okay, eye drops depends why you're taking the eye drops. If you're just taking it to wet your eyes, then it's fine. But if it's if there's a chance of infection, an infection of eye could be very dangerous. Therefore, if it's needed for infection, it's mutter.
So it's mutter also just
red eyes.
Why does he have red eyes?
I know, I don't try.
Pink eye is infection.
What?
Pink eye is infection. Then that's just to make it it's like the tiny, that's fine. Let's say nose drops where your nose is stuffed. If it's not medicated, it's just to open up your nose, that's fine.
What if someone has acne, just doesn't take the pill every day, so then Rabbi, what's going to happen?
Ramesh just says acne doesn't make a difference. Says even though it's going to come back, it doesn't make a difference.
What does it make a difference?
That you're going to get the acne. It's going to defeat the whole purpose.
Right.
So it does not make a difference.
What does it make a difference?
Means you're not allowed to.
So don't take
acne. That's not a heter. So I gave you eitzah before Shabbos, crumble it up into a drink or into a food and eat it on Shabbos.
What's your brush?
That's fine.
So anything
you can take mouthwash, put mouthwash in your mouth, and just wash and brush it around.
What's the problem?
So if you
That's one of the questions. Yeah, it's like smearing, like we learned before. If you make